Rock and roll superstar Melissa Etheridge is getting set to bring her Memphis Rock and Soul tour to Boise's Egyptian Theater Tuesday, August 8th. Prior to her Idaho visit, Etheridge sits down with Weekend Edition host George Prentice to talk about her music, her inspirations, and her unique perspective as she tours every corner of the U.S. this summer.
Is the unmistakable Melissa Etheridge, winner of Grammys, Junos, ASCAP Awards, and oh yes, an Oscar. She's heading to Idaho. She'll be performing in early August at the Egyptian Theater in Boise, and we're lucky enough that she'll spend a couple of minutes with us this morning. And we'll say good morning to Melissa Etheridge.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm really well, knowing that you're going to be at the Egyptian Theater in Boise in early August. We're pretty excited.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Boise always loves its rock and roll, and it's always a good time.
Count on it. Three decades of success, a bounty of awards and honors. What's exciting you lately? What's inspiring you?
You know what excites me is playing music. Is I have, for the last 10 years, been working on my guitar playing, becoming a better player, pushing my music more to the edge of you know, rock and roll and blues, and doing this my last album I just did, Memphis Rock and Soul. It's just been I'm really on a journey of understanding rock and roll, its place in the world now, and how exciting live music really is.
You're in a pretty unique position, and you get to travel to every corner of North America. You see and you hear what most of us wish we could. So what are you hearing? What's out there? What do you find that unites us and what divides us?
Yeah, you know what? I have been, especially this summer, all over this great nation of ours, and I see people who care. I see people who are a bit afraid. I see people who are trying to overcome fear of the other and fear of change, because that's what's driving, you know, the separation here and a lot of the fear. And I see people, when I look out in my audience, I swear to you, it is beautiful. People of all ages, colors, everything, and all excited and, you know, standing side by side, clapping. And it shows me that America is a beautiful dream and a beautiful experiment for over 200 years now that, you know, has its ups and downs, yet still is rooted in equality. It's kind of a big thought, yet it's something we can all hold and keep as, you know, our law of the land, in our Constitution. So I see people saddened by a lot of the rhetoric, yet, boy, it makes us all stronger, I believe.
Let's talk about the classics that explode out of Memphis Rock and Soul. Mm. Oh, my gosh. the Staples and Otis Redding and Albert King. And the only thing I thought when I heard this was, yes.
It just one and one makes two. It was perfect. It was when I started thinking about making this record, I've done 13 original albums of original songs, and I have rock and roll classics of my own, and I wanted to show how rock and roll came from such gorgeous soul roots.
You've got a tremendous number of fans here. Can you share some memories of Idaho?
Oh, I remember once, I think the first time I played Boise, we were in a theater, and the funny thing was the guy in charge of the theater had a noise level, like crazy thing, like we couldn't play over, and it was indoors. We didn't understand why, but we tried to keep at this level, but the audience kept getting louder than the level, and they kept asking me to turn up, and if I had gone louder, I would be fined. I can't not play this for you loud. So I'm just going to, it's just going to be a free show for me. You know, free show for, you know, I'm not going to get paid tonight because, you know, I'm going to get fined for this, but let's rock.
Well, let her rip.
We let it rip. And eventually the guy in the end went, all right, never mind. And he walked away.
I have no doubt there's not going to be an issue come August 8th at the Egyptian.
No, no, no. It's going to be great.
Safe journey.
Oh, my pleasure. Looking forward to it.
On a Saturday, July 22nd, it's Weekend Edition. I'm George Prentice, and this is KBSX 91.5.